She screamed again, the sound raw and broken, cutting across the silence like a rusty saw blade. It was the sound of a voice finally accepting that rescue was never coming. I tilted my head watching her. Her mascara had long since bled into rivers, her lips trembling around words that didn't make it past her mouth.
Please, please, I'll do anything. Just let me go.
Anything? I asked, teasing, dragging the blade of the knife lazily across her arm. Not cutting. Yet. Her eyes widened, and I saw a flash of primal fear in them that made me chuckle. You don't really mean that, do you? I continued, my voice laced with disdain. You people are ready to promise the world just to save your own asses. So predictable. The blade slipped, deliberate this time, tracing a neat red smile along her thigh. She shrieked, her voice cracking beautifully in the middle. I'm doing you a favor, you know, I whispered, leaning closer, savoring the frantic pulse of her breath on my cheek. It's a dirty world we live in. I'm simply giving you an out. I watched the crimson pool widen, dripping down the chair leg as I barely registered her tears. Finally, I grew tired. Boredom is the real predator, you know. It always wins. Her lips trembled around another please, but it was too late. With one swift motion, I carved silence into her throat. I held her gaze until it went glassy. And then, nothing. The rush vanished. The room was just a room again. A dead girl in a chair, blood painting the floor, me standing in the middle, yawning. Well, that was underwhelming. That's when I heard it. The distant crunch of boots, the low murmur of voices, the click of radios. I slipped into the shadows, tucking myself behind a stack of crates. The door burst open, flashlights swept the darkness, cutting across the red-soaked floor. And then he walked in. The lead detective. Broad shoulders, sharp eyes. He carried himself like he owned the air he breathed. I grinned, teeth flashing in the dark. Well, well, I whispered. Finally, someone worth watching. He crouched beside the body, checking for a pulse he'd never find. His jaw tightened, his eyes narrowing. He felt me, even if he didn't know it yet. I leaned my head against the crate, amused. I hope you're better at your job than the ones who came before you. I licked my lips and smiled into the dark. Don't disappoint me, handsome.